Welcome to Time Tested Mastery, Life Lessons Sell. I'm your host, Mark Dolan, and today I'll explore one of the most impactful skills you can develop, focus. If distractions have ever derailed your progress, or you've struggled to build habits that stick, this will be for you. Focus isn't just about what you pay attention to, it's about what you become. Earl Nightingale said it best, "You become what you think about." Today we'll uncover why distractions win if passion is missing, how to cultivate focus through small actions, and how the compound effect of focusing on the important details over time will compound and transform your life. Plus, I'll share one action step to help you build a keystone habit to get you started. Now, a big thank you to today's show sponsor, Cassie Winterout at M5 Financial. Cassie is a San Diego native and seasoned lender with a diverse background in the mortgage industry. With over 16 years of experience, Cassie is known for her dedication to exceptional client service, earning her the title of the Friendly Lender. She resides in San Diego with her husband, Trevor, their 5-year-old son, Jake, and a cat named Bacon. My sales team and their clients and my own family members have worked with Cassie and all gave her great reviews. If you are looking for an extraordinary lender, you can reach her at 858-999-1778. Let's start with a working definition. What is focus? Focus is the center point of interest or an activity. Focus has the mysterious ability to influence outcomes, especially your own. Here's a quick example. When riding a bike, have you ever looked with apprehension at a rock or a stump in front of you and then proceeded to run right into it? Well, that is precisely how the magic of focus works. With that much power behind it, doesn't it make sense to focus and direct your mind and energy where it matters most? On purpose? Where you want it to be? So, why is it so easy to let distractions get the better of us? Simply this. We have insufficient passion, clarity, and intention. Our goals aren't important enough or big enough to capture our spirit. If we aren't passionately clear about what we want, it's easy to get sidetracked by any interruption, social media addiction, or the endless stream of notifications from our electronic devices. Remember, discipline is remembering what you want. If you want something badly enough, nothing can get in the way, particularly the meaningless stuff. Here's the thing. Focus is personal power. It's about influencing yourself, shaping your behavior, and becoming the person you want to be. Earl Nightingale's wisdom comes into play here. You become what you think about. So ask yourself, what are you thinking about most of the time? And where is your focus taking you? For those that say, well, I'm not really thinking about anything, that might explain why some people drift a lot, and that's not good. Now, let's talk about flow. That magical state of mind where everything just clicks. Elite athletes call it being in the zone. It's that feeling when time slows down, your actions feel effortless, and you're completely immersed in what you're doing. I first remember having this experience years ago training for marathons. In the middle of a long run, 12 to 20 miles in, I would find myself striding in rhythm, lost in thought, experiencing that blissful state known as a runner's high. Quite often, I would abruptly come back to the present and notice that I had run 3 or 4 miles and lost track of the last 20 to 30 minutes. My mind had been elsewhere solving problems in my business or envisioning how I could reach the goals I had set for myself. But flow isn't reserved for Olympic athletes only. You can experience it too. To tap into flow, you need 3 things: a clear goal, the right level of challenge, and a distraction-free environment so your mind can be fully engaged. That is the key. A distraction-free environment. I recently read about a highly productive individual who, as part of his daily schedule, had 2 4-hour uninterrupted work periods each day. In between, he had a break for music and exercise before having the first meal of his day. After his second uninterrupted 4 hours, he would work another 4 hours, but allowed himself to be interrupted. He could return phone calls, emails, text, and respond to people in real time. Now that may sound extreme, but it illustrates how we can arrange and create a schedule that is so focused, our creativity and productivity go off the charts. And I've experimented with uninterrupted blocks of time and found that I can get a similar feeling to a runner's high when I'm working productively without fear of interruption. That work becomes engrossing, and it's a pleasure, particularly when it aligns with my goals and purpose. One interesting note, every single time you're interrupted, it takes 20 minutes to get yourself back into a workflow state. A good resource for more information would be two books by Cal Newport, an associate professor at Georgetown University. The first is Deep Work, and the other is So Good They Can't Ignore You. Think of it like this. When you're working on something you love, and it's just challenging enough to keep you engaged, you lose track of time. You're so focused that everything else fades away. As long as you don't get distracted, and only you have the power to say no, you have the power to set up your work environment and schedule your day to avoid interruptions. For me, I'm always seeking ways to experience flow. It makes me more productive, and it will work for you just like it does for me too. The key is to create the conditions for flow. Eliminate all distractions, set a clear goal, and give yourself time to dive in fully. Here's where focus gets truly powerful. If you make it a habit, it compounds over time. Think of compound interest. When you invest small amounts consistently, those investments grow exponentially. Focused activity works the same way. Small, focused actions done consistently create massive results over time. Let's use skill refinement as an example. Imagine you want to become a better public speaker. It's often said that public speaking is the greatest fear people face. That was certainly true for me 30 years ago. If I had to stand in front of a group, my hands would get sweaty, my stomach would knot up, my vision would blur, and I'd experience tunnel vision. My mouth would go dry, and I'd start mumbling in self-conscious mortification. But I committed to tackle this fear by joining Toastmasters. My first two-minute talk went exactly as I just described. I was full of anxiety and discomfort, but I kept showing up for the one-hour meeting each week, determined to improve. I followed the process and focused on the goal. For 2.5 years, I invested and focused on that one-hour meeting per week, and I committed myself to practice in between. Now, that transformed me. Today, there is absolutely nothing that excites me more than standing in front of a group of eager, engaged, smiling faces, privileged to share meaningful, powerful, life-changing ideas. The tunnel vision is gone, the sweaty hands are gone, and sometimes the dry mouth still happens occasionally, but I've conquered the fear of public speaking. My takeaway? Focused effort and consistent practice can help you overcome even the most daunting fears. I encourage you to join a Toastmasters International group near you if fear of public speaking is a problem for you. It worked for me, and it will work for you too. That's an example of the compound effect. A couple of hours a week for 2.5 years. Progress seemed invisible at first, but every small action builds on the one before it. And before you know it, you've created unstoppable momentum. But you have to start. Then you must stick with it. Sustained focus over time is what leads to exponential growth. Now it's time to put this into practice. So I want you to choose one activity that will help you build a powerful habit or reach an important goal for yourself this week. Something you know would create a positive ripple effect in your life. Maybe it's stretching for 15 minutes each day. Maybe it's creatively journeying your thoughts or planning your day the night before. Maybe you need to call all your current clients and update them on all their deals every single day. Make a date with yourself. Put it in your calendar. Whatever it takes, just commit to doing it. Then consider what possible distractions and interruptions you might face. Maybe you need to make a deal with your spouse or your kids that you need 30 minutes alone with zero interruptions to make this work. Maybe you need to go into your office and shut the door and leave the phone and the computer in another room. Start small, but be relentless. Track it for the next 7 days. You can use a journal, a habit tracker app, or even a simple checklist. The key is to build consistency, which is as close to perfection as we will ever get. And don't forget to celebrate your wins, no matter how small. Every step forward is progress, and every small win reinforces the habit you're trying to build. Focus is your superpower. It's how you tap into your personal power. It's how you unlock flow and leverage the compound effect to achieve extraordinary results. And it starts with small, consistent actions. So here's the reminder for your challenge of the week. Choose one goal or habit, schedule it, eliminate any distractions and interruptions, track it daily, and stay consistent. Share your progress with me on social media using the hashtag TimeTestedMastery. I'd love to hear how you're doing. And next week, we're going to dive into time management strategies. It's going to be a powerful week, so don't miss out. Now, if you found today's message helpful, please share it with a friend who could benefit from it as well. Thank you for tuning in to Time Tested Mastery Life Lesson Cell. I look forward to talking to you next week.